KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. CENTCOM says U.S. forces carried out a self-defense strike against two aerial vehicles in a Houthi-controlled part of Yemen, which it says posed a threat to U.S. Navy ships and merchant vehicles. Hours earlier, a Houthi missile attack killed three crew members on a ship in the Gulf of Aden.
It was sadly inevitable. The Houthis have continued to launch these reckless attacks with no regard for the well-being of innocent civilians who are transiting through the Red Sea, and now they have unfortunately and tragically killed innocent civilians.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, the Senate is expected to vote on a package of six funding bills to avert a government shutdown before the Friday deadline. The House passed it today. The governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, has signed a bill to restore access to IVF. The Senate passed it tonight. This is ABC News. Four people are now facing charges in the discovery of body parts found along Long Island, New York. Police say the suspects are charged with concealing a human corpse and evidence tampering, but not murder. The Fed chair reinforces plans for interest rates.
On the state of the economy, Powell says inflation has continued to cool, but it's still not at the Fed's target of 2%. Meanwhile, highlighting that the country has so far avoided recession.
While inflation remains above the FOMC's objective of 2%, it has eased substantially, and the slowing in inflation has occurred without a significant increase in unemployment.
He says he doesn't expect the Fed to start cutting rates until they're confident inflation is moving sustainably toward that 2% goal. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A trial backed by the National Institutes of Health found four children who were born with HIV were able to live virus-free for more than a year after their medication was paused. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Experience. Dance to the rhythm of one beat. Live from Madison, Wisconsin. Cosmo Brown. Frequency. Weekly guests. Bringing you together in mad unity. 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 Unity.
Good evening and welcome to Mad Unity, the show where we celebrate all aspects of electronic music here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are on Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX, a part of Civic Media, Wisconsin's largest pro-democracy network. Tonight, we actually have a takeover from FNU and friends. She's back. We're happy to have you all. The Pantheon Collective will be talking about their project that's been going on for a few months now. They'll tell us a little bit more about it. And we also have Frequency on the line. Hey, my friend, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah, cool.
How are you?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get right to it. How's it going, guys?
Going good.
Going cool. Good. Glad to be here.
Why don't you introduce yourselves, starting with, I'll let you pick.
Josmar.
All right, my name is Josmar. I'm a progressive house music DJ and producer here in Madison. And that's me.
Hello, I'm DJ Mercury. I'm a bass house and techno music producer and DJ. And yeah, just excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome.
And I am FNU. This is my second time on Mad Unity. Hello, everyone. And well, I don't know what genre to
She's
identify.
Like everything, like worldwide. Yeah.
All over the place. All over
Mr.
The
worldwide. Place. So I do house, I do Afrobeats, reggaeton, Bollywood, anything, you know,
all
about the vibes.
She does trap some days.
Some days, yeah.
Played one dubstep song.
Yep.
Yeah, I did.
Versatility.
But yeah, so, but mainly produce house, I guess, so.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, I know you guys are all in the independent DJs as well, but you have recently joined forces to start this project. So tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah, so I think it kind of I started it. I was off in Florida, actually, on a trip. And I was just like, you know, what really could be cool is to go on like a tour down here with some DJ friends. And I'm like, how can I make that happen? That's honestly how it happened. And then I came back to Madison, and I also kind of noticed that like the in the house scene here, there wasn't that many groups. It was just individual DJs kind of going around. So I was at that point, I was really good friends with Hunter, Cole, and Michelle. And I'm like, I'm gonna create a little like DJ collective of these guys, and they agreed. And it's been going pretty good so far, I'd say.
Kids and gangs. That's how it starts.
Exactly.
No, that's great. Yeah. So, and you know, you're also producers in your own right. Do you have any releases that coming up or that are out there that you want to tell the audience about?
Well, me personally, like I have a couple, like about 8 songs I'm currently working on right now. About 6 of them are like already finished. So I'm hoping to release something within May to June, like an EP or an album of that's gonna be pretty mixed kind of songs. You have like trap, progressive house, big room. You have a couple like standard like tech house songs in there too. So it's one something for everybody in there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a handful of unreleased stuff, as I feel a lot of DJs end up having, but. One in particular, I'm definitely playing one of them tonight, maybe two, we'll see. That I am currently in talks with Ferrophonics Records based out of Milwaukee, and getting it signed over there, working with Blaze and Tom over there to get that one all shipped away and out. So, yeah.
That's always that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Playing your tunes out.
For real. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think I'm the youngest DJ out of all of these people here. Still new to production. And I've done a bunch of remixes, collabs with people, Nebula Beats, to mention one of them, and Faded Francis. And then working on a new remix with Mythica. Have a couple of... So I keep texting... Josmar and Hunter whenever they're free, you know, we have a bunch of ideas. So yeah, Josmar has a bunch of my voice notes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, nice. Recorded in my gallery.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm still in the process of finding my sound, right? Because I play a bunch of genres. That also puts me in a space of like, what actually do I want to produce?
And, right.
I'm very experimental with art, right? And so I'm still in the process of like finding what my sound truly is. Yeah,
sounds fun.
Yeah,
that's all part of the experience. Yeah. Speaking of production, fill frequency, I want to put you on the spot here because I know you have something coming up, and I've heard you've been releasing tidbits on Instagram and other social media, but do you want to give us a little bit more information about that release, where people can do pre-saves and all of that?
Yeah, so I'm dropping my debut EP March 15th, so next Friday. I'm actually going to be playing a show March 14th in Denver, Colorado at the church. I'll be debuting my EP at that before it releases at midnight, and then it comes out at midnight. And then I'll be back in Madison on Friday to play Festival, which Spooky Bro is hosting, and Zell, if you guys know who that is. There's going to be a show at Liquid. I'll be playing and closing out the night there, and my EP will be out, so you'll definitely hear the whole thing. But as far as pre-saves goes, you can go on all my social medias.
Yeah.
Probably find a link in my latest post, but mainly in my bios, you can find the link and you can pre-save it there. And I'd appreciate it because it really helps with like algorithm and the playlisting. Yeah. And
the Purple Planet.
Yeah, it's the game. I hate playing the game.
Can people search for
Purple
Planet yet on Spotify? Is the title searchable? I haven't tried since I got the link from you.
No, it's not. Only the pre-save link is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
unfortunately.
Well, you know, you know where to find it, and we have been posting links to it too as well, and we will continue to on our social media. You can follow us anywhere on the socials at Mad Unity Radio, and you can also actually check us out if you go to civic.audio/madunity. We just recently spent a lot of work redoing our civic media website, so now a lot of that stuff is more easily accessible, and you can watch us on YouTube.
Yeah.
So let's get to the music. You guys were kind of like still figuring out who was going to go first. And I had to.
Yeah, I heard you guys are freestyling.
I had to break up a fight right before we went on the air. I was like, all right, well, rock, paper, scissors. So I think you want to just do that now and like get it settled so that there's not this lingering.
You guys are doing a rock, paper, scissors live?
Yeah.
They're
doing it right now.
But before we get into it, though, I do want to give a shout out to our upcoming event, May 18th. It's a yacht party in Chicago.
Siren's Call.
Siren's Call.
That's the name of it.
Yeah.
Wait,
pretty cool name, though.
It's on a yacht?
Yes, it's a yacht.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Grab your tickets, guys. We are more than 50% sold already. So.
Yeah, you can find it on our link on Pantheon Collective on Instagram. And get those tickets.
Is it Pantheon Collective _official? Is that the one?
Yeah,
that's the one.
Cool.
I tried changing it, but someone beat me to the name.
I hate that. Yeah, that's why everybody's is official. _official is sort of the hack.
Yeah.
All right, so when is it? May 18th, you said?
Yeah,
May 18th. Friday, Saturday?
Saturday, 1 p.m. till 5 p.m.
Nice.
So it's a nice little day party there, and then we're kind of working on something in like the back scene for that same night, you know, so to give like everybody who bought a ticket like a little reward there. So we're hoping to post that soon too.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And no jumping off the yacht.
No jumping. No. We won't get our deposit back.
So not insured for that, people. Just stay on the boat. All right. Well, so let's see who's gonna. So we have it settled that who's going first?
DJ Mercury is going first,
and then the other two are gonna fight it out.
Best out of three.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Here we go.
On shoot.
Okay.
And rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Right, I got first.
Oh, Josh Moore coming in strong.
1-0.
Shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I won.
Okay, I'm going last, guys.
All right.
Whatever.
We're closing out the night.
Best for the last.
So now we have Josh Moore coming on. This is Mad Unity. Let's go.
All right.
You're listening to 92.7 FM WMDX, a civic media station, Wisconsin's largest pro-democracy network.
Thank you. get lonely.
is Mad Unity, 92.7 FM, Mad Radio, WMDX. I'ma make you pump like that. We'll be right back.
goes.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the sounds of DJ Mercury. Up next, Joe Smar will be taking over the decks. This is Mad Unity, 92.7 FM. Next, Joe Smar. If you're listening to us on YouTube, we'll keep it going. Otherwise, enjoy the next few minutes. Meet us on the other side. Keep it locked. This is Mad Unity.
go purple, make your cheeks go red. If you never seen a girl boss, you better know your place. Spilled wine on my Android, I can fix it myself. I don't need another cowboy, cause I'll be wearing them pants. I'm in the jar of pickles, I can open in no man. I know your banana tickle when a girl can do her thing.
This is Josmar. Keep it right there. We will be back on the other side with more music from Josmar and FNU. Things are getting good. Don't go anywhere.
From Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.